What's up, guys? So we just want to thank you for viewing episode 3 of the Competent Conversations podcast. Yes, sir. With my co-host Taekwon Lino, like always. And today we're going to talk about self-awareness. So Taekwon, take us away with the definition. Before we get into this discussion, we want to hear the proper definition of self-awareness so we stay online. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. So self-awareness is the conscious knowledge of one's own character, feelings, motives, and desires.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
Sound good to me. All right. So we were talking like 2 days ago about self-awareness and saying that that should be our next topic because of how vital it is in life for someone to be aware of their character, motives, and things of that nature, different habits and tendencies you may have, because it's so easy to fall into a rhythm of just being yourself and then also wanting certain things out of your life but wondering why it's not unfolding the way you want. So I think that, well, one way I could relate just to start it off is character. Like I realize with jobs, for example, just in general, I'd say I'm a kind person. I'm an easygoing person. I'm a giving person. And a lot of times if you bring that character to a corporation who's only about numbers, we got to get things going. Like it's not about your feelings. It's about productivity. It may be a character or a trait that lends itself to kind of, I'm not going to say getting run over, but like just people think they could take that kindness for weakness, so that we could just, you know, this guy may be a weakling because he's so kind or whatever, that we could talk to him any type of way. And then I ask myself, why do I have to get into these confrontations at times, or like always have to like deal with someone trying to take it for weakness, and then I got to check them, and then we get into, okay, equal respect. So that's just one thing that came to the top of my head of character. What's some things you want to talk about as far as self-awareness, or when you hear that term, what does it make you think of?
Think of self-awareness as like a wide lens of perception, right? So I look at my life through my own eyes, but then if I was to like look at it through somebody else's eyes, what would I see? It takes a certain type of level of perception to be able to look at it that way and see like, yo, am I making the right move with this? Am I doing the right thing? You know, because we always try to rationalize with ourselves why we perform whatever actions. Like if I want to wake up 8 o'clock every morning, but I sleep until 9:30, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm tired. I need sleep. But if I told somebody I'm going to wake up 8 o'clock every morning and they are watching me fail my goal, through their eyes, what are they seeing? They're seeing me and they're doubting everything that I stand for at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't want somebody else to doubt me because I want them to believe everything I say is 100% true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want to give them any reason or motive to say like, oh, he's unreliable. Don't trust anything he says. He can't even stick to his own goals. I mean, if I go to him for advice, how is he supposed to like give me the proper advice? I'm supposed to leave that as a proper advice if he can't even do what he say he's going to do. You know what I mean? So I try to look at perception. I look at more, I guess, most on the feelings and the motives on that definition.
Okay, so you find it resourceful to kind of like understand your own self-awareness through a more objective view. I think I'm hearing like if you look at yourself objectively opposed to subjectively, where you have all these other feelings and emotions involved with it, where you may give yourself a pass or whatever. No, we're going to look at it objectively as if this is not me and kind of critique the person or critique yourself as such.
Yeah, I believe that's right. It's a good way to put it.
Okay. And I mean, self-awareness is so interesting because I think ultimately having a heightened level of self-awareness is going to determine what you get out of life. Like even how you said motivation, like a lot of people don't know what their motivations are, or they have subconscious motivations and it's leading them down a path that their conscious mind may not want because the subconscious is so strong. Like, it could be any, I mean, this could be as far as diet. This could be as far as accomplishing goals. This could be as far as arriving late to work. You know, this, listen, that's one of my flaws. I try, and some weeks I'm better than others, but like, I think somewhere in my subconscious, like either like it's, to me, it's like, it's, I don't know if it's okay to be like late to work in my head. And like, if I am not, then I'm like, there's like a fear there or something, because I heard Tony Robbins speaking about actually that particular example a while back. He was saying like, we're never going to do things that really hurt us, that we think will hurt us at least. Like we do things and it kind of like we in our head, it's like there's gonna be some reward, or this is a good thing or a pleasurable thing. So even when it comes to being late, I'm like, well, what is the thing that I see is right in it? What makes it feel good? Where like if I have the opportunity to be on time, it's like, oh no, there's like a fear there, or like, whoa, like this is not how things are supposed to be. This is not my character. We spoke about character with self-awareness, right? So I think that, you know, we go through different phases in life, and like I think that we have like our self-awareness being like all the facets to self-awareness. I think they can change over time. Like your mm-hmm. self-awareness from, you know, 0 to 5, maybe, you know, and that may be just a lesser level of self-awareness in itself, but from 0 to 5, maybe different from 10 to 15 and different from 20 to 25. Like you're going to have a new character based on different experiences you've been through, new motives based on what's required of out of you in life at that point in time. And what were the other things? It was motivations, character, and what were the two other things?
Feelings, desires.
Feelings and desires. Like, and that's like, feelings are fickle. We could feel one way, mm-hmm. like by the hour, we could have different feelings, right? Desires, like, it gets so tricky. And I think that maybe one resourceful thing in building your self-awareness is, of course, being aware of what these things are, what your feelings and desires are, your motives and your character. And then also, how can we logically execute these things, or sometimes logically control certain desires that we have, or manipulate our pleasure-seeking desires or wants into something that is resourceful for us. So instead of like eating candy when you're not supposed to, you know, I'm gonna treat myself a different way that's gonna give me that sense of gratification, but will actually add to my life instead of like set me back if I had a certain goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to add two things to that. One, you said the character and being late. And I like to address this real quick. I remember I used to be late to work all the time. And it wasn't because I couldn't make it to time on work. It was more so because, fuck it. Let me see what they're going to do, right? I wanted to try and see, like, who's paying attention to me at this job. I wanted to see if I could actually be late all the time and still do the same level of work, the same quality of work mm-hmm. that somebody else is doing who comes on time, mm-hmm. or that maybe I can surpass that level so I could do a higher quality of work and less time than them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And part of that was my character needs to be challenged at times. I like to measure myself with certain goals. So when I challenge myself by doing something like that, it just means that the job is too easy for me. I had to do something else. You know what I mean? And if they wasn't paying attention, I would come to work late every day, leave on time as well. You know what I mean? The other thing I wanted to add was with the feelings. I think we spoke about this earlier, but with feelings, I like to try to keep myself in a positive attitude, because feelings, like you said, are fickle, but they change. Like if you ever think about why can't we be happy all the time? Like you can't have happiness without pain and all that other stuff, right? You cannot, because the pain wouldn't feel like the happiness wouldn't feel so great without the pain that you've experienced. But if you keep yourself with that positive attitude, you can try to maintain a certain level of balance within those emotions and then proceed with other tasks. So a lot of times I look at myself from the other perception, right? And I'm seeing like, all right, I need to accomplish these goals. But then when I rationalize myself with like, oh, I'm upset because of this. The sky is gray, so I don't really feel motivated. I'm looking at how other people's going to perceive me, and I'm like, you know, I need to get out of these excuses. So by continuing that positive attitude, I can say, you know what? I need to do this at a certain time because this is the perfect time slot for me to do it, regardless of mood, attitude, whatever. When I get to this location to do whatever task it is, I'm going to maintain that positive attitude. Every day I go to work, it's like, I don't want to be there. I don't want to work for somebody else. But it's something I have to do for the time being, so let me do it to the fullest ability of my abilities, you know what I mean? Regardless of whatever feelings, don't let the negative feelings drag you. Keep those positive feelings so you can complete the task with a higher level of energy.
Now, I agree with that for sure. And I think a huge part of self-awareness is also being aware of your being and also what you're a part of. Like, there's certain things that we can control and there's certain things that we can't control. And for example, I remember I was watching this video, I think it was by Ty Lopez, and he was talking about how, I forgot what the name of the principle was, but for example, let's say sex, when we ejaculate or a woman orgasms, it feels good, right? But how would it feel if you literally were like that for 10 hours straight? After a while, it wouldn't feel good anymore. It's not pleasurable. You need something else to balance you, to make, again, kind of like how you said, you wouldn't know pain if there was no opposite. So for that to be pleasure, you have to know what that opposite thing is. And what I've learned is resourceful, at least for me, is that certain things I can't control. Again, going back to the subconscious, there's going to be certain thoughts, certain feelings that just arise, just like the weather. Like, it could be sunny and then it's going to be a crazy wind that comes or something, right? So that may be the same thing with our mood, but what can you control? I like to use those emotions. If I feel pain or sadness or depression, I can get consumed by that, or I could be aware of it and know what it is and say, well, you know what? I know a way that I can actually use this thing. I'm gonna make it work to my advantage, and I'm gonna take that and use that as fuel behind what I want. Oh, I know this is a chance. You know, you could look at, oh, damn, I'm getting anxious again. I'm getting paranoid again. I'm getting depressed again or stressed out. Or you can cherish the ability that you have to have discipline or to operate in spite of that. We have that willpower, that ability, or that will to not succumb to those feelings, even though they're going to pass as phases within us. And if you could do that, I think you develop resilience and your self-awareness even grows. And then you actually start setting new goals for yourself, because what was challenging before, you've conquered it. And now you can actually get to the next level and say, like, you know what? I want to set new expectations. I'm gonna push myself even harder, because you're cherishing your ability to have that willpower opposed to getting mad about the circumstances of life. Us as a species, the fact that we got here to this day and age in 2019, it was those who can adapt the most. The world is going to change. Like, the different, we're going to have so many different eras and tides and phases. Who can adapt? Even what we're doing here, social media, this wasn't out when our parents were around. You and I have great goals. We got big goals. We look at it like, okay, well, whether you're comfortable being in front of the camera or not, which at first, that's not me. I'm not someone who wants the camera in my face all the time. I'm naturally an introvert. I'd say I'm more balanced now, but I said, if I want to capitalize and make an impact on the world, I got to adjust with the times. I got to get comfortable behind the camera. I got to fall in love with that art. You know what I'm saying? So that adaptability will develop your self-awareness, because you'll be aware of what you're capable of, and you'll actually want to challenge yourself even more because you fall in love with your willpower.
I completely agree with a lot of things you said. One, the social media aspect, being in front of the camera, like, I mean, that's not me either. Again, introvert, I agree with that as well. But it forces you to step outside of yourself, because you have these greater desires, and that's part of being self-aware. Like, hey, if I got these desires inside of me and I need to fulfill them, I need to go ahead and walk off the edge and see what happens. You know what I mean? I like to say calculated risk, but sometimes it's like, I got to step out of my comfort zone just to see what's on the other side. You know what I mean? And I think that's what being self-aware is about as well. It's just constantly breaking through that barrier of my comfort zone and seeing how I can propel to the next level. Also, you said something about situations and how you react to a certain situation. I remember reading the book that's like probably one of the most influential books to me to this day. The Art, A Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. That's what it's called. Mark Manson. And reading that book, he elaborates so much on certain perceptions and certain priorities. And a lot of times we say we don't have the time for something, but it's like, you don't have the time because you don't prioritize that object or that thing, you know. You say you want to be a better person. You say you want to eat healthier. You say you want to wake up earlier. All right, prioritize yourself and make it happen, right? Mm-hmm. Be in control of yourself, because there are certain situations that you cannot control, but you can control your reaction to that situation. Instead of saying, oh, my girlfriend left me and she's the reason for my new depression. No. You're depressed because you allowed yourself to become depressed. The girlfriend leaving you is not a cause and reaction. There's not a cause and effect type thing. You can't control your reaction. She left you. All right, fine. Move forward with the next thing. Find another girlfriend. find the reason why she left you and become a better version of yourself. You know what I mean? Like, don't sit there and say life is happening to me and I cannot control it. You can control a lot of things that happen to you by just being aware of why, who you are, what you're feeling, your motivations, and what you desire.
Man, I think that was a great way to end it, man. You said a lot of stuff that really stuck. And I think it's very true. Like, you know, being able to conceptualize these things and using, honestly, being aware of emotions, like we said, but they're fickle. So kind of, I think it's more resourceful to put logic over emotion because thoughts are so powerful. Everything, everything starts as a thought, as a fantasy, as something you conceptualize until you create it. And if you get too drawn in by emotions, you can be swayed by them. And it's like, a concept is not as fickle to me, in my experience. A concept and an idea and like a vision is not as fickle as a emotion that passed. So if you can use that logic, that same ability to put those emotions in perspective, like you said, if the girlfriend leaves, you're naturally going to feel some type of way, or you may just be inclined to feel some type of way. How can you logically work through this thing, make sense out of it, and then make your next resourceful action and feel better because you put it in its place, whatever place that is, you know, and then execute from there, man. So I think what you said kind of was a great way to wrap it up. Guys, we want to hear your comments. Say what you think about self-awareness. What are some things you want to be more aware about? Where are some of your weaknesses? And what are some things that you can work on this week alone? Comment that below, you know. Let us know what you think of this talk. Was this insightful for you? Did you feel like you gained something? Even the definition of self-awareness that you brought here, Taekwon, that really kind of broke it down for me, because we all have a general idea of self-awareness, but when you gave me those four different facets, that really put it in perspective. So what were you going to say?
I just want to add that this reminds me, this topic reminds me a lot of the serenity prayer. You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Mm-hmm. And it just goes back to the whole self-awareness thing. Wait, what can I accept? What can I not accept? Why can I accept them? Why can I not accept them? What can I change? How can I change it? And that wisdom to know, sometimes you got to just say, hey, I can't change the situation, but I can change how I react to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Why don't you let them know your Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat?
Oh, okay, okay. You want to do the Instagram? You're on All I Do Is Fit. You said Facebook, Taekwon Lino on Facebook, and Snapchat is Ambitious Tay. So go ahead and send those requests.
Absolutely, absolutely. On Instagram, I'm Rashard.Neal. Facebook is Rashard Neal. YouTube, Rashard Neal. Website, RashardNeal.com. So I look forward to connecting with you guys. And actually, we'd love if you guys send in some topic suggestions in the comments on one of those platforms. So we thank you guys for watching. This is the Competent Conversations Podcast, Episode 3. We'll see you guys next time for Episode 4.
All right. Peace.
All right.